What's going on, guys? It's your boy Big Baby Steve. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, by the episode title, I'm pretty sure you guys know what I'm talking about, Parking Wars. You know, if you follow me on my Instagram, then you know I really don't like when people try to reserve parking on open streets, like street parking, especially when you're like you live in that neighborhood. It sucks. So on this episode, I tell you a story that just happened literally 48 hours ago, and I have Kat on as well. I was driving her home, and I decided, you know, might as well do an episode now together and give her thoughts too. So she's on as well. I know some of you guys have been asking to see when she's going to get back on. So here you go. So I thought I killed two birds with one stone. Also, I talk about how I feel about... So in the story that I tell, there are some young kids that are involved, some like really young kids. And I feel like parents have to teach their kids. And I understand that these kids are small and they don't know any better, but they got to teach their kids how to be a little more smart on their approach when they're talking to adults and stuff like that. Because if I was anybody else, this could have gone sideways. So, yeah. So Parking Wars, I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Guys, if you haven't followed me on Instagram yet, make sure you go to Philly Talks Podcast on Instagram. Give me a follow. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really big on the Instagram thing. I just like putting up when I put up new episodes and stuff like that. But I'm not really like my following isn't that big because I'm not really on it. I'm not really forcing anybody to follow it. But hey, like if you want to give it a follow. You know what I'm saying? Philly Talks Podcast on Instagram. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Hope you guys enjoy the episode. Let's get it. All right, guys. So I'm here with Kat, and I'm going to go straight. I put this up on the Instagram, my personal Instagram, a little while back. So I didn't put it on the Philly Talks podcast, but it's all right. You guys are going to get the episode anyway. So this is about how I feel about people who reserve parking spots on where you live at, like on the streets that you live at that has no reserved parking. It's just open parking for first come, first serve. There's literally maybe 20 houses on the block. So, and there's two sides to the road. So there should be no reserve parking for anybody. So before we even get into it, let me just tell you what went down yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. So I get home and it's probably a little bit after maybe 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. So a lot of times there's no parking. You have to be really lucky to find parking on the street. So, there was no parking and here I see this parking spot that's open, but someone has put a chair in the middle of the in the parking area between the two cars, so no one can park there. So if you know me, if you follow my Instagram, whatever, you know that I don't go for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong, I don't want no problems with my neighbors, but you don't get to do that. Like, we both pay taxes, so these streets parking is not more yours than it is mine. It's equal. It's first come, first serve. You know what I'm saying? So I go and there's these little kids playing in front of the house with the chairs at. So I pull up and I go to move the chair out the way. And these little kids, they start going like, no, you can't move it. That's my mom and dad's parking spot. And I said, no, it's not. And I picked up the chair and the little boy had a little, like a wooden bat and he came up. And he was like, no, that's, you gotta leave it there. And I was like, no. I said, if you want, you can tell your dad to come outside if you want. Or your mom, whoever. And the little girl was so mouthy. She was like, I wanted to crack up, but I was like, you so disrespectful. She cut me off like, I'm getting my dad. That's it. I'm getting my dad. That's it. I'm getting my dad. And she walked in. So at this point, I moved the chair out the way. I parked up, got out the car, and I'm just waiting outside for the dad or mom to come out, whoever. They kept saying that that's their mom's parking, so I'm guessing the mom was out and the dad was home. So, and the little girl goes, I'm sorry, dude, I'm sorry, but that's my mom's parking. You can't be parking there. And I was like, okay, just tell your dad to come outside. And a few times it looked like he was about to come outside because she was like, oh, yeah, go tell him. but no one came outside. I was out there for a good 5 minutes. No one came outside. So I said, okay, this is either A, there's nobody home, or B, he knew he was in the wrong, or she was in the wrong. I don't know if he did it or she did it, and he didn't want nothing to do with it. So I just grabbed my bag, whatever, and I locked up the car and I went home. You know, and of course people were like, so when my mom and my grandmother, who was there as well, found out, they were like, oh no, you gotta watch your car, they don't scratch it. I'm not that type of person. I'm the type of person, you scratch my car behind closed doors, that's fine, but I don't have to scratch your car behind closed doors. I'll do it in front of your face, and I dare you to do something about it. But they were like, you shouldn't want to have problems with neighbors. So my question is, am I causing a problem with my neighbors? I don't think so. I don't think so.
I can see why your mom said that, because like I'm the same way. Like when there's certain things, like I just feel like it's best to just not say anything, but they're causing it by doing it. You know what I mean? Like you're not initiating it, like you're finishing it. And then, like that's your mom's problem, that you're like you're macho enough, or like you're, I'm not gonna say brave enough, that you're just like, yo, what's up? Like if they do have a problem, they knock on your door, you're like, you're just be like, okay, yeah, that was me. Like you're like, oh, were you the guy the other day that took the parking spot? And you'd be like, yeah. You wouldn't be like, nah, who was that? Like to play stupid,
right?
Because a lot of people do that. So it just depends on like the situation. To me, it was fine. Like you didn't do nothing wrong. You didn't. There's certain people who bad mouth a kid, and they shouldn't, because that's not the kid's problem. Like the whole thing that the kids did was the parenting. Like they taught them to be like that. They showed them, listen, if anybody, like they got instructions to do that. So I don't blame the kids at all. I blame the parents, because like luckily you're a good guy. There's people who would have just took them.
Like, facts. And what she means is like there's people out there that would have literally smacked the shit out those little kids for even speaking to them. Like I'm a grown ass adult. You guys are like 5 or 6 years old. Maybe 6 or 7. I think they're like in the 6 or 7 range.
And not even
range.
That. Like there's been so many cases on the news. Like if you were like had the sick, like I'm saying sick, like as nasty, like to be like, oh, where's your parents? And like to see that there's no one home, you really could have took those kids like and done something to them.
Facts. And that's where it gets to the other side of this episode, where it's like how to raise your kids, because those kids should not have been talking to me whatsoever.
No.
Like whatsoever.
Or come to you closely.
Exactly. Like at all. Because especially in this day and age where there's a lot of sex trafficking going around, human trafficking going around. They should not have, like, they told me two things right there and then. Number one, y'all mouthy as shit, right? And y'all being disrespectful, so I can literally smack the shit out of you. Two, no one came outside. Either A, the person who's taking care of you didn't give two flying fucks enough to come outside and tell you to come inside. Because after a while, the little girl said, I'm going to my friend's house, and which is a couple houses down. They didn't care enough to come outside for you. So if I was some dude that was on some sick shit, all you did was tell me as a kid, oh, either A, my parents are not home, so I'm not with anybody right now, or B, my dad doesn't care enough to come out and come get me. So if I decide to take you right now and throw you into my trunk, there's nobody to stop me. If I throw you and your little brother in my trunk, there's literally nobody to stop me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And like parents really have to make sure that they know, like they tell their kids, hey, don't put yourself in those situations. But I don't know if they told them to be like that, but I know that that household, they just moved in like 3 months ago, 4 months ago. That household, they're very loud. They're always arguing, the mom and dad. And that's not me putting the business out there. You know, it's not like I'm eavesdropping on them. They live like maybe 3 doors down from me, but I can hear them. And they make their problems public when they go outside and scream each other, you know, in front of their house. So I feel like the kids, that's where that comes from. You know what I'm saying? Like they learn that from them. But so long story short, I parked the car. I waited for somebody to come knock on the door at some point. No one came. I left, went and had dinner with, you know, Kat and her family and stuff. And the thing that really pissed me off the most was my mom was like, you're like, oh, why would you cause problems, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I don't feel like I'm causing problems. Like, I didn't initiate this. I just responded. And she's like, no, you don't want to do that because you don't want problems with your neighbors. And I said, that's right. I don't want problems with my neighbors. But again, I didn't initiate it. I didn't, like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't put the chair out there. The same way they had the gall to put the chair in that parking spot, I should be allowed to have the same gall to move that chair. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, you guys have to understand, I've been living on that block for maybe about 5 years now. 4 or 5 years. So living on that block for the last 4 or 5 years, I don't let the people, the older people who've lived there longer than me, I don't let them do it. And what I mean that I don't let them do it, I don't respect when they put a chair down. And then I'd be like, oh, the chair's down. So no, I move their chair just the same way I move their chair. So what? So it made me mad because I was like, what do I look like letting these new neighbors who just moved in a couple months ago think it's okay to do that? When I don't even let the neighbors who've been living there longer than me do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, that's not a rule. And I don't care. Like, that's not an unwritten rule. That's not a something that's like, oh, like you, like you, if I put a chair there, you got to respect it. No, the only time I respect something like that, and I said it before, is if it's a snowstorm. It's wintertime, snowstorm. That's the only time I respect it. If you dug yourself out of a parking spot and then you saved it so you can come home after you're done work or something, or go to the grocery store to buy food for your family, I respect that. I won't touch your stuff. And even now, like if it's like how it's, you know, it's not snow or anything, if there's another parking spot open, I'll park in that parking spot. I won't move the chair. I'll be like, whatever, you're somebody else's problem right now. Cause there is another parking spot open. And you've noticed that. You've witnessed it where you're like, oh damn, I thought you were gonna move that chair. And I'm like, no, that's a parking spot right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not me looking for a problem, but it's not right. And I got really mad and offended at my mom, because like, what are we teaching? You know what I'm saying? And her excuse was, I'm too old to fight. So I said, well, I'm not. You know, I'm not too old. And she's like, well, why are you gonna be fighting over a parking spot? I said, I'm not fighting over a parking spot. If they would have came to me, I would have told them. It's not like I'm going over there and be like, hey, fuck you. I'm like, hey, dude, like this isn't happening right now. Sorry. This isn't how it's gonna go down. So as that goes on, my mom says, well, you know, I'm not gonna change the world. Not me, but she's talking about herself. And I said, well, that's, you know, in reality, that's the reason why we have the president that we have right now, because everyone is like, oh, well, I'm not gonna change anything, so I'll wait for somebody else to come around and change something. And I hate people with that mentality. They're like, I'll wait for somebody else to come do something about it rather than me do something about it. It's like, no, like, that type of mindset doesn't help anybody in the situation whatsoever. And by doing that, again, it goes to the next side of this episode. Now you're teaching your kids to also do that, because now they're not speaking up when they should be speaking up. But then if they don't speak up, then what are we teaching them? That anytime, you know, you get bullied or something, you should just stay quiet and just take it. I feel that that's what the type of teachings that I get don't get me wrong, I'm glad that the things that my mom taught me, but I'm glad I didn't take that part and that side of what she taught to heart. Like, I was able to mature enough to be like, okay, this part that you're trying to teach me isn't correct. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to throw this one away. You know what I'm saying? Because you're getting two things confused. You're getting into fights confused with standing up for what's right. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how I feel about when parents teach. And like, don't get me wrong, I don't have any kids, but I know for a fact if you teach your kids things like that, it never comes out good at the end. Like, never. Like, it never helps anybody about anything. I just don't like it. I feel like we teach the kids something wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, a part of me is like, those kids were disrespectful, but in their heads, they were standing up for something that they thought was right. So I don't get mad at them either. That's why I was like, well, just get your mom and dad. You know what I'm saying? Rather than screaming at them going, hey, shut the hell up, you little kids, I'm a grown ass man, I was like, just let me talk to the other adults in the household. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to argue with you. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's how I felt about that situation. What about you?
I felt like you handled it well, because like I told you, like, you could have, not really, I would have been pissed at you, but you could have cursed them out, or you could have been like, oh, like, which, like, or you could have knocked on the door, like, oh, we're like, ask for the adult. But you just waited, and you were just like, you know what, let me just go. And you do it often. Like, in the beginning, when I first started dating you, I felt I felt like your mom, just because I have that part of the personality, like your mom, where, like, I'm like, you're a little too confrontational, so it kind of, like, at least for me, I don't know how she feels, especially because that's your mom, but, like, it kind of, like, accelerates, like, my heart, like, oh, no, like, what if, like someone just like tries to test him and do something, not even because of you. I'm worried about the other person. That's the problem. Like, I'm like, oh no, because they're gonna think like they're gonna catch the wrong one. So it kind of gets you like scared for you to like get somebody who's like real mouthy, because like you're just gonna be like, yo, no, like shut the hell up. So it's not even like, oh no, I'm scared for your life. I'm like, no, we're scared for the other person, because your mom know, like me and her have talked about it. Without you being there, she's just like scared that somebody's gonna like try to like one up you, and then what? And she's gonna be like, oh, like she always talks about, oh, like then I'm gonna have to get him out of jail, and like that's where her mind goes. Like, someone's just gonna like call the cops, and you know those are your best friends. Right. So,
facts. The cops love me.
I don't understand. Yeah.
So for anybody who does that, and I was literally while you were getting your nails done, shout outs to Cynthia Cruz. She worked with me back in the Navy Yard days. She saw the story that I put up yesterday, and she was like, I hate that as well. And we were talking, and I was like, I agree, because there's no reserved parking. If you want reserved parking, then go get an apartment complex, go get an apartment, rent an apartment that has reserved parking, or buy a house that either has a driveway or a garage. That way you never have to worry about your parking spot being taken. That's the only options you have. But if you're going to live on a block that has open parking, no reserved parking, street parking, then you can't then be like, well, I'm going to reserve this parking spot. Like, no, that's not how it goes. Like, there's, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's days where, like, because here's my reasoning for that. If it's okay for you to put one chair out for your one car, for your one household, then it should be okay for me to put three chairs out for my three cars, for my household, because our household has three cars. You know what I'm saying? So if it's okay for you to, and you only have one car, so if it's okay for you to put one chair out, I should be able to put out all three chairs and take up three parking spaces. The one in front of my house, the neighbor next to me, and the neighbor next to them. That's how it should be done. If it's good for the goose, it should be good for the gander. But we're not like that whatsoever. For the last 5 years we've been there, we've never done that whatsoever. Never.
Yeah. You park far.
Yeah, like there's days where I literally have to park like a block away, maybe a block and a half away, and I'll walk it, and I don't complain. I don't. It's like, oh, look, I wasn't here. You know what I'm saying? First come, first serve. I can't be mad for the people who parked here. Like, they got here. You know what I'm saying? What pisses me off when they try to put like a table and stuff, because now you're doing too much. You know what I'm saying?
For me, it's like, well, I've been used to this. I told you this. My one neighbor is that still to this day live here, like two houses down. They always like either like now they park crooked or like badly, so then the mom like either or the like their kids pull back, like they go in reverse, so then the mom fits in front of the stop sign. They're right there, like the house is right there next to the stop sign.
Yeah.
Or like when growing up, their kids will literally camp out all day, like just sit there on the steps to make sure no one parks in that parking spot. And it's so irritating. They still do it, but luckily since like my dad parked, like we all have like, I guess, assigned parking, I guess you would say. Like, everyone in my block respects the fact, like, oh, if, like, whoever's house that is, their car parks in front of their house. So, like, I have my regular neighbor who lives to the left. He always has his car there. And typically, my mom's car is behind his. I park, like, in the alleyway. And then my dad parks in the back. So, it's, like, kind of like an unspoken rule. But, like, that's the way, like, we do it on this block.
Right.
Obviously, people have more than one car. And then it's just, you know, if you find parking. But it's never, like, to the extreme like my one neighbor's, and sometimes they think they're slick, but there's other people who like still leave notes. They haven't done it recently, but it's just it gets annoying because I don't really say nothing. So,
and my thing is, I don't know how the people do it on the blocks. I don't know if you ever gone down a block when it's multiple people doing it.
Oh my god,
when it's like you, there's literally like
it's like a chair, yeah, a trash, like, can,
like it's like every three houses it's another chair or trash can or a cone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know how people do this. I don't know how people live on this block. Like, because at some point, someone was like, just like my mom was like, they were just like her being like, well, someone else is going to do something about it. But no one else did anything about it. Because they had that mentality of, well, someone else will say something. Someone else will call the cops.
I feel like they probably, those type of places, they're probably like, oh, well, if they're doing it, I'm going to do it. So then the other people who like think like me, that's not going to say nothing, then they just get used to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if one person started it, everybody was afraid to say something, like, oh, well, then, you know, like, for them, like, I'm going to show you, I'm going to put my chair out, but then the other person doesn't care because they're doing it anyways.
Right.
So I feel like that's what happened, and then, like, no one's saying, like,
anything
well,
at all.
It's like now it's too late. Like it's been happening for years. So like if I take your chair, they're gonna be like, what the fuck? Because now it's like, now it's a rule because no one said anything.
Right. Like I can't, I don't understand it. I hate it. You know what I'm saying? Especially when I was working late nights and I would get home and there would be no parking. I'd be like, all right, cool. You know, I got to park a block away. Say no more. But then there was sometimes I would get home from a 12-hour shift and somebody would be, you know, one of the neighbors will have a chair out or a trash can out. And if you guys follow me on my Instagram, you know there's multiple times that I literally put it right up there. I'm like, look, they thought this was about to happen. And I literally grabbed the trash can or chair and I move it out the way. And sometimes if it's a chair, like the metal chairs, I'll slam it on the sidewalk. That way the people inside can hear me. They can hear that I moved it out the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the one thing that I told my mom also was like, you know why no one says anything to me, mom? Because like I don't talk to nobody on the block. I maybe talk to two neighbors. The ones that live right next to me. The one on my right and the one right after them. They're the only neighbors that I talk to. But everybody on the block knows me. I don't talk to nobody on the block, but everybody knows me.
They stare at you.
Facts, like.
The one family, before we discovered that was their metal chair, I remember when they were sitting outside and we were walking the dogs. And I was like, babe, why the hell are they staring so hard? And you try to say, oh, it's because of you. And then we realized, I think 2 days ago, we were like, oh, that's the family with the chair. Because then we saw them with the chair. They were sitting on the chair. And I was like, no wonder they're staring at you.
My mom said the same thing. Because after we had a discussion, she was like, hey, Steve, did you move the, like, do you be moving the chairs that be down the block too? With the old guy and the lady and whatever? And I said, yeah, they move it. She's like, oh, that's why they be looking at me so dirty.
Oh, my, you should.
And I was like, are they be looking at you dirty? She's like, yeah, bro. And I was like, oh, wow.
And before I even knew that was a thing, remember when I would text you, can you please, like, when we first started talking, and then I would go visit you, and I would park in that spot. Like, it wasn't that I took, like, you know me. I don't move anybody's chair. And I would park in that spot that the lady would want, and she would stare at me so, and I'm like, babe, can you come on? Like, can you come outside? And you're like, yeah, I'm coming. And then I would not get out the car until you opened the door. You were standing at the door. Cause they, like, if looks could kill, they killed me 1,000 times. Like, it's just cause of association. And even the other day, your neighbor said, oh, like, your girl or whatever. And I was like, babe, what if he didn't, like, what if I wasn't your girl?
Right.
But like, they already, like, now when they see me, they're like, oh, okay. Like, it's cause of that guy. Like, she's with the other guy. Mm-hmm. So then they look at you like hella dirty. And you don't peep it, but I do. I'm like, oh, God.
I just don't care.
I feel it in my soul.
If you're not going to bring it to my attention, then ain't nothing to talk about. But the funny thing was, I told her, remember, I remember when I called you, like, maybe 2 weeks ago. I went down my block. I got home. I think I just dropped the cat off. And I got home, and there was no parking. So I had to park a block away, like usual. As I'm walking back, same people that my mom was talking about, how they never look at her and whatever. Mind you, I've never said two words to these people. And I've been on there maybe five years. Never said hello, never, nothing like that. I just keep it pushing. Then on this one day, the same guy she's talking about was like, oh, hey. And he's like, he mostly speaks Spanish, doesn't speak any English. And he says in Spanish, oh, hey, where'd you park? And I was like, oh, hey. I said, oh, no, I parked down the block or whatever. I ain't seen no parking. He's like, oh, there's a parking right here. And it was, like, not that far from his house. Like, literally, like, two houses down. He's like, there's one right here. Go grab that one. And I said, oh, no, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. Somebody else will take it. You know what I'm saying? By the time I walk back a block away and then turn around to come back here to make a U-turn to go. Like, someone's going to take it. He's like, no, I'll block it for you. I said, no, I don't want that. I do not want that. I don't want you blocking any parking spots for me. You know what I'm saying? He's like, no, go ahead. Nobody's going to take it. I'm right here. So I said, you know what? All right, cool. You know what I'm saying? It is a better parking spot from, you know, because it's on the block. So I go around, do the U-turn, come all the way back around. As I'm doing the U-turn to get into that parking spot, this other car comes around and does a U-turn right before me to go right into that park. And I said, damn. So I guess I got to park all the way back the block. You know, I wasn't even mad. I was like, Steve, you should have known. When I tell you this old head took the table, right? Mind you, again, guys, I've never talked to this man a day in my life. I've never conversated with him. Never, you know, maybe a nod here and there, if that, in the last 5 years. Maybe once or twice in 5 years. When I tell you he dropped a table in that parking spot and told those people to leave, it was a little embarrassing, But it was like, no, this is exactly what I don't want. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that. Like, I don't have any claim to that parking spot on that street. I thank you that you want to do that for me, but no. But when I tell you, he said, no, he's parking here. You got to move. And I'm like, no. Give him the parking spot. And I couldn't tell if it was a female or a male.
You wanted that parking spot.
I was like, no.
You're trying to make everybody.
I was literally waving out the car. Like, no, let him take the parking spot. Like, it's cool. Like this person literally is in the middle of the street. Like, she hasn't made, he or she has not made the full U-turn. She is.
Oh, shit.
She is literally horizontal. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the block.
Yeah, she's facing the house.
Yeah, so the cars can't go one way. I can't go straight because she's literally horizontal in the middle of the block because she hasn't made the full U-turn. And I'm like, let her go or let him go. It doesn't matter. Like, you can. And he was like, no. And he or she just left and went to go get another parking spot. So here I come, and he's like, he's waving me on. And I'm like, wow, this is the one thing
my God.
I literally fight against.
Yeah.
I don't want this. You know what I'm saying? And in my head, I'm like, wow, he just did me so dirty because he mind fucked the shit out of me. Because now when he does it and I move, he's like, oh no, I put that table there, I put that chair there. And when I go, oh no, like, I don't follow by those rules, now he could be like, oh really? Because the other day I saved you a parking spot, blah blah blah. And when I realized that as I'm walking home, I'm like, wow, he really got me. This old head really got me. He waited 5 years to come up with this plan to be like, got you.
But that wasn't, to me, that wasn't, that's funny that you think that was a plan. To me, the plan was, he's trying to get you on his good side. It's not that he thinks you're not going to do it, because obviously you're not friends and he doesn't really know you. He knows you as the guy that doesn't give a fuck. He's going to move whoever's shit.
Right.
So he's thinking, oh, if I befriend him enough, then, like, we can get to know each other. So, like, he can tell his little story, like, oh, yeah, I'm too old. I need to find have parking near me. So, for you to be like, oh, yeah, that's understandable. No. Like, he wants to, like, kind of, like, wiggle himself in. So, that was kind of his gateway to be like, oh, like, next time he sees you, he'll try to, like, for you to see his face to be like, oh, you're going to, you know, like, we're friends. But it's not. It's not like, oh, he's not going to touch my chair no more.
Right.
You know, you're not at that level yet. Now, you just, you know, you got to avoid him.
Because now, he got the excuse.
Yeah, he's gonna try to, like, now, like, say something or either greet you. He's trying to get you on his good side.
Facts.
To be to the point where now he feels like, you know what, he's not gonna touch my chair.
He's not gonna touch my stuff. He's gonna be nice now.
Yeah, not that, like, okay, God, like, he's not gonna go back home. Guys, we got the green, like, he ain't gonna touch his stuff. Like, he's like, guys, I already, you know, I made contact. We almost there. I did it beyond. I yelled at somebody not to park.
I went full out, guys. I went full out. But yeah, and the crazy part, even today when we were not, as we were leaving my house, like, the people who the kids that were mouthing off to me, the dad was literally going in and out the house, and he saw us. We walked right past him, and he didn't say anything.
First of all,
you know what I'm saying?
I know this is for a fact, and I put $100 on this. He will never say nothing because, one, he made eye contact with you, and I knew it kind of bothered him because he knew it was you. And when I tell you split second, because he was heading out, he turned really fast, like, oh shit, that's him. Like a reaction. Like you know when you try to dodge somebody and you instantly turn without thinking about it? That was his reaction as soon as he saw you, because you were out first. I made eye contact with him when he realized, when he looked at you, how are you walking outside and then just jet back inside the house? And he did not want to look outside the door. Like, he just, like, pretended like she was saying something. He was just staring. Did you notice? Or were you,
No, yeah. I didn't know.
He was just looking inside, like, pretending like she was saying something. That's when you were mad because she was loud as shit. The wife or the baby Facts. Mama, whoever that was.
Right.
And he's just standing there, not saying anything to her, because, like, he did not want to be out there, because I knew he was going to move it, because his chair was there. He's going to move it out the way to put the chair out.
Mm.
So he probably thought, like, oh, you're going to be like, oh, my man, like, you can't put your chair out there. And he's going to be scared as shit, because he'd be tough in front of his wife or whatever. But he's not really tough. Because those type of guys always, like, they're always in my store. They're good to mouth out females and talk reckless shit, but when it comes to a man and a man, like, him having to face a man, he's not about it.
And the thing is, I'm not and guys, I want you guys to remember, I say this all the time, I am not a tough guy. I don't act like a tough guy. I don't be out here being like, oh, like, I'll, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm the type of person, why are you looking at me like that?
Because like, that's a whole lie.
That's a whole lie.
That's a whole lie.
I don't act
like. Look at you stuttering. That's a lie.
I've never acted like a tough. I literally go in and I literally don't pay attention to nobody. I just be doing my own thing. And then I get told later on, like, all that person was looking at you, or that person scared of you or something. And I'd be like, wow, I don't know why. Like, I didn't say anything to him.
You don't know why? Okay. The next time, just go to the house, look in the mirror, and that's why.
That's why?
Yeah, that's why.
I guess.
It's just what you put off. Like, the same way people, like, either Hispanics or, like, people in general, like, they look at me and they be like, oh, okay, like, she's... Like, we can pull over one on her. Until I speak, like, until I defend myself, they'll be like, oh, shit, they're very shocked. But my appearance and what I give off is that, oh, she's someone, like, I could pull one on her until, like, I defend myself. But you, it's just your look and your, like, just your attitude, like, walking into the door. Like, you're more like, your head is, high. Like, you're just like, yeah, like, I'm walking into this room. Me, I'm looking at the floor. You know what I mean? So, it's just, like, it's not like you're, like, oh, yeah, like, somebody touched me. Like, you're not flexing, but you just, you know.
I just give off the presence of, like, come fuck with me if you want.
Yeah, kinda.
I guess.
It's all about, like, I get, like, you're just, like, someone's attitude, like, how, like, the way people walk into a room or, like, just, like, what you put off, because people feel it. Like, people feel people's, like, energy. So you just have that energy where people rather, like, you know what? I'm not going to test it. I'm not sure if he's a teddy bear or if he's going to fuck me up. So let me not try it. So.
You think I'm a teddy bear or a tough guy?
Well, with me, you're a teddy bear.
I'm gonna edit that one out.
No.
We're just gonna say tough guy.
No. You're not editing out.
But nah, like, yeah, so again, maybe my appearance is like a tough guy, but I don't test nobody. I don't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, I don't try to start no problems. I'm just not gonna be when trouble finds me, I'm not gonna be lacking, or you're not gonna catch me lacking or anything. I'm gonna be ready for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially if I'm in the right. Like, it's one thing to catch me if I'm confused and I don't know what's going on. It's another thing to catch me when I'm like, no, you're literally dead wrong. Because now you're done fucked up. Because now I'm about to go down the list of how you fucked up. Because you're wrong on here, you're wrong over here, and you're wrong over here. That's just me. But yeah. Parking worse. That's what this is. Parking worse.
I don't know.
That you snort. That's the crazy part. You literally snort all the time. All the time.
Because of you.
But all right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Thank you for listening. Guys, I'm not saying go out there and make problems with your neighbors and all that. Yeah. I'm just saying stand up. Stand up for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because the moment you don't stand up for yourself, they think it's okay. And by them doing that, you're teaching your kids that it's okay too. So
facts. Don't, you know, be a cat, be a Steve.
I mean when we first met,
I'm saying in this scenario, you know damn well I would not move it. So I'm saying don't be me, be you. Like, you know, stand up for, you know.
Or be yourself. Just stand up for yourself. You know what I'm saying? The last thing you want to do is show people that it's okay to because that for me, and the reason why I'm saying this, especially for the kids. For me, that's a way of bullying somebody. You're basically bullying the whole block by saying, this is my reserved parking spot that I don't own, that I haven't had the rights to reserve, but I'm the big bad bully that I'm going to reserve this parking spot, and nobody been doing anything about it.
We could talk about that next time, about bullies, how they try to frame you as a bully and how I got bullied.
You got framed as a bully?
No, you got framed as a bully in school.
Oh, I did get framed as a bully.
I got bullied. What do you mean?
I think I got bullied. We'll say that for another podcast. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll say that. But guys, thanks for listening. Stay safe. Be safe. And stand up for yourself. That's all I'm saying. Just stand up for yourself. Deuces.